This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Carlos Ajackal's real name is Ilich Ramirez Sanchez, was found guilty by a panel of five judges in a special French terrorism court for throwing a grenade onto the floor of a store, killing two people in 1974. He was given a life sentence, his third. Germany has refused a Turkish request to spy on opponents of President Erdogan. Research on the voter files now available indicate that turnout was not the driver of Clinton's defeat as much as it was the switching of white voters from Obama to Trump. Tax experts are saying that in order for the government to compensate for a reduction in corporate tax rates, it would probably have to get rid of popular deductions like those from mortgage interest, charitable giving, and state and local taxes to achieve the revenue. Reports are that Prime Minister Trudeau's government will introduce legislation in coming days to legalize recreational marijuana by 2018 July. Iceland has become the first country to introduce legislation requiring all employers to prove that they are paying men and women equally. Uber released a controversial diversity report showing it lacks diversity. 36% of the workforce is women, with 85% of tech jobs held by men. 50% of drivers are white, 32% are Asian, and 9% black, and 6% Hispanic. Wells Fargo was given a needs to improve rating on its latest evaluation under the Community Reinvestment Act of 1977, a law intended to promote lending in lower income and minority communities. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency cited an extensive and pervasive pattern of discrimination and illegal credit practices across multiple lines of business, resulting in significant harm to large numbers of consumers. The UK formally began the process of exiting from the European Union, starting on an unprecedented path to reshape its relationship with its closest allies. Westinghouse, a major player in global nuclear construction, filed for bankruptcy protection, raising questions about the fate of four half-finished U.S. reactors. Real estate developer Kushner Companies ceased talks with Chinese insurer Anbang for a planned Manhattan skyscraper deal amid conflicts of interest concerns given Jared Kushner's White House position. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.